Today, I'm going to give you 5 simple rules to remember when you're giving feedback to make it more effective. If this is your first time listening, hi, my name is Matt Jertsen. I am the founder of Better Everyday Studios. Before that, I was a former Air Force instructor pilot. I was the former head of training development at SpaceX. And now I help great engineers become great people managers. I'm really excited about this topic. At Better Everyday Studios, we teach kind of 3 fundamental pillars of leadership: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. Feedback really is one of those key things in an organization that if you're not doing it, if you as a manager aren't giving good feedback, your team's not going to perform. If you don't have a feedback culture in your organization is not going to perform. And I think we just very often think about it wrong. We're not that great at it. And we think about feedback in terms of, you know, annual performance reviews, or quarterly performance reviews, when really feedback needs to be a daily thing, right? The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. I really think of feedback as a muscle, right? Where you just want to develop that muscle so that it becomes easier and easier to give in the future. You got to break the seal. Even if it's tough for you in the beginning, you want to do it more and more so that it becomes easier and easier for you. There's lots of great frameworks out there for giving feedback. I'm going to talk about one at the end of this video. But beyond the frameworks, I think there's just some simple rules of however you're giving feedback, there's 5 simple things you should be thinking about to try to make your feedback more effective. The first rule you want to follow is simply don't wait. The closer to the action that occurs that you're giving feedback on, that you can actually give the feedback, the better. Now, don't take this too far, right? It's not about like calling people out in the middle of a meeting and say, whoa, that was bad. I mean, sometimes in some situations, that's totally appropriate, but that's not what I'm saying. You know, pulling people aside right after the meeting, you know, sending an email pretty quickly, the next day being like, oh, I forgot to mention to you. The point is that we don't want this to become something that we wait days, weeks, months, something that festers. I'm a big believer and that when we talk about difficult conversations, you know, we're terminating somebody, we're putting somebody on a performance improvement plan. The reason those conversations are difficult is because we as the manager know that we didn't give enough information to them. We didn't tell them early enough, right? And so if you wait a day, you're more likely to wait 2 days. You wait 2 days, you're more likely to wait a week. And then all of a sudden you forget about it, you get busy. So the closer, the sooner you can give feedback, and this is both positive and negative, right? It's, you want to make sure the person correlates in their mind of the thing that happened with the feedback that's given. So don't wait. That's the first rule. Second rule, no emotions. And I mean this in a couple of different ways. One, obviously you shouldn't be emotional, right? You shouldn't be, you know, going into a conversation, really, like, especially giving, you know, kind of constructive or redirecting feedback. You shouldn't be in there really angry or shouting, or you shouldn't be doing any of that. But more specifically, I'm talking about when you think about the actual words you are using in your feedback, there should be as little emotional valence as possible in those words. And you shouldn't ever be assigning emotion to the other individual, right? There's this great model that's called the iceberg model of humans and human psychology, where, you know, what an iceberg is, you know, you just see the little bit above the surface, and then there's this giant bit of it that's below the surface. Human beings are a lot like that, where, you know, above the surface is the actions and behaviors that we can actually see of other people. But the motivations, the emotions, the reasoning is all under the surface. We have no idea what's going on in there. And you hear this a lot where it's just like, you know, somebody shows up late to a team meeting, they're consistently late, and we say, oh, they're just lazy. You know, that's an emotion. Lazy is an emotion. And you actually have no idea if they're lazy. Maybe they're super motivated. Maybe they're moving really quickly. But for whatever reason, the setup of the work situation is, you know, they have to drop off their daughter at school and they get caught in traffic and they're trying really hard. And they've just never told you because they don't realize that it's a problem that they're 5 minutes late. So you go in and you say, hey, you just seem like really lazy, or you seem like you don't care. They might really care, and that's really going to make them angry if you say they're busting their butt, they're trying to do all these things before and get and sneak in as quickly as they can, and you're saying that they're lazy. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh. So just don't use the word lazy. So what do we talk about? Well, that's the third rule. Focus on the actions. Hey, I notice you've been late the past 3 days. Is anything going on, right? It really affects the team when you're late. It disrupts the meeting. Focusing on the actions is how you cut through it. Don't use emotional words. Just focus on what happened, what they are doing, what the impact was. That way, there can be much, it's just less emotionally charged. It's much more concrete. It's much easier for everybody to agree on what is happening if you focus on the actions. I've already kind of alluded to rule number four, which is describe the impact, right? When you're saying, hey, you're late, this is a problem because it really disrupts the meetings. It really makes the meetings go long. It's showing a lack of, you know, it's showing, it makes other people feel like they're not being respected. You know, it makes me feel like I'm not being respected. You can bring up emotions of yourself of how they're impacting you. But describing that impact is really important because maybe they just don't know. Maybe they don't realize that the meeting, that them coming in 5 minutes late is disruptive to the meeting. They might not know. Remember, you as the man, when you're a people manager, you have a little bit broader scope in terms of context and what's happening. And so don't assume that the other person sees the downstream impact of the things that they're doing. So make sure you're describing the impact within the feedback conversation. And then finally, in some way you want to interact with them. And I like to say, confirm that they understand, right? You want to end with this being at least a little bit of a conversation of, does that make sense? Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you have anything else that you want to add? You know, have that little bit of feedback, making sure that they understand what you are talking about, so that they know either what to keep doing if it's positive feedback and what to change if it's kind of redirecting feedback. So I think those are the five rules of, first off, don't wait to give the feedback. Give it as quickly as possible. Don't use any emotions within the feedback. Instead, focus on the actions, then describe the impact, and finally confirm that they understand. If whatever model you use, if you're doing those five things, it's going to be much more likely that the feedback is heard, understood, and acted upon. And so there's lots of different models out there. You know, a common one is SBI, situation, behavior, impact, where you start off by describing, hey, at the meeting yesterday, right? What's the situation? The meeting this morning, what's the behavior? You were late. What's the impact? It disrupted the meeting, right? So it's just really, really quick. The nice thing about models like this is that it makes things really quick and fast. Feedback should not be, okay, can you come back to my office? I want to sit down for a few minutes. If you do that, like, one, it just takes too long. Nobody has time for that. And two, it just makes it seem like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. Where the idea is if you can do feedback more often, you're making these slight little behavioral nudges. So things don't have to build up and be a big deal. They can be much more just like, oh, hey, by the way, you know, we want you to change this little thing. It's a lot easier for people to do. But whatever kind of model you use, that we at Better Agent Studios, we use three W's of, let me try to remember, when, what, why, right? When, you know, which is very similar to the SBI model. So that's what we use. But again, there's a lot of feedback models out there, but regardless of the model, I think these are the kind of the five rules part of that you want to understand. And ultimately, because remember, ultimately the goal of giving feedback is to make sure that the other person understands the feedback and acts on that feedback. And this is true whether it's, you know, supportive feedback or redirecting feedback, reinforcing feedback or redirecting feedback. You want them to keep doing something that's great. You want them to change something that's not great. For all of those things, you need to make sure they understand it and then act on it. And I think these five rules can really help. Hope you found that helpful. Hope you liked the episode. If you did, make sure you share it with some other folks. And I'll see you next time on the Leadership Launchpad. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you are looking for help turning your organization's great engineers into great managers, me and my team at Better Everyday Studios would love to help. We deliver targeted and interactive training workshops that are designed to help build the three fundamental skills of any new manager: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. Reach out to me through matt@bettereverydaystudios.com so we can start making your organization better every day.